Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of mind power. We're going to be doing things a little bit differently today on the show. Our guest, which is a young lady, she's about 10 years old, and she's written her first book called Sowing a Friendship. And her name is Natalie Tenti, and we'll be talking to her in about 10 minutes. So this is a young lady that has done something that not many children can say that they've accomplished, and that is to publish her very first book. So we're going to be talking with her in a few minutes. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about before we get started, I mean, this is just such a fabulous, fabulous time of the year, being spring, and Mother's Day is just around the corner, and we just have so many wonderful things that we're planning for mom. So during the show today, we'll be talking about maybe some recipes special for mom and some wonderful things that I've gotten. But I want you to know that there is just so much to be grateful for. I was out and about during the time before I came on to do the show, and when I was in a public library this afternoon, I realized when I was walking into this public library how very, very fortunate we are, because in so many places of the world, we don't have access to reading material, to computers, to staff that's been educated, that if you're wanting to find out some things, they're there, they're happy, they're willing to help you. And I thought it's so important for us to take the time, to really be aware of how much we really need to appreciate what we've got. I've been on a phone with a friend who's back in Tennessee, and of course we're aware of the tremendous flooding that has gone on back there. And life can happen to us at any given time, and we need to know that there's going to be a lot of people there in Tennessee that are going to be needing quite a bit of help. There are a number of people that have died because of the tremendous tornado that went through and the storms that have been ensuing. And my friend that I was talking to this morning is on a hill in a house. She says it's high enough, and the Red River is rising. It's a river that's close by where she is. She said all the tributaries that used to be pretty little creeks are now raging rivers. And she said this is really, really an unbelievable experience. She said it's going to be far worse than Katrina was. So just keep those people in your prayers and in your hearts, and stay up to date with the news, and just know they're going to be able to use all the help that we can get. I wanted to share with you a story about a very special lady before we will go and chat with a very special young lady that we're going to be having in about, oh, maybe about in about 10 minutes now. But this is about Helen Keller. And I know we're all familiar with Helen Keller. This is a woman who had just an unbelievable amount of disabilities. She was left deaf and blind because of a childhood illness. And if it hadn't been for a woman, Ann Sullivan, who taught her how to read by utilizing her senses of touch, smell, and taste, Helen probably would have been institutionalized. I'm sure Helen and Ann never realized that she was going to end up having an effect on people's lives, not just while she was living, but even today. Helen wrote an autobiography, and she said, "Fate, which is silent and pitiless, bars the way. Fain would I question his imperious decree, for my heart is undisciplined and passionate. But my tongue will not utter the bitter, futile words that rise to my lips, and they fall back into my heart like unshed tears. Silence sits immense upon my soul. Then comes hope with a smile and whispers, there's joy in self-forgetfulness. So I try to make the light in other people's eyes my sun, the music in other people's ears my symphony, the smile on others' lips my happiness. Silence can be used to nurture pouting, anger, and hatred. Far better uses for silence are reflecting, meditating, and listening. I think Helen has left us a wonderful legacy. One, it's a legacy that lets us know that no matter what our circumstances are, we can rise above them. Two, that we need the help of someone else sometimes. Standing on our own, well, that's great when you can do it. But the reality is that none of us have success in life unless we have other people helping us along the way. We cannot do it all. I've been reviewing a lot of material for some upcoming shows, and much of this material that I was going through related to individuals who've walked some very, very difficult paths in life, especially in doing business. But they wouldn't relinquish any of their failures because it was in those failures that they were able to discover the greater part of themselves. Or maybe I should say the greater parts of themselves. And one of the things they all acknowledged was how important it is that you work with other people so that you have a good team. When you have a good team of people that enable you to work and accomplish what it is that you're wanting to accomplish, when they hold the same vision that you hold, then you're going to be able to conquer more than you could ever imagine. Helen Keller, with Ann Sullivan, overcame a terrible, terrible set of obstacles and ended up inspiring a world. You never know what you do, how you do it, where you do it, is going to have an effect on someone. And I think when we're mindfully present about ourselves, about our lives, and about our conduct, that's part of what makes us a very valuable part of life. If you all think of yourselves as little cells, each of us as human beings, we're little cells in this wonderful universe. And as human beings, we have choices. Now, maybe if we'd been a Helen Keller, we would think we didn't have any. We would have had nothing but rage inside of us, because we didn't know how to express ourselves. And maybe you've gone through something like that in your life. However, when you have someone that can help, when you are willing to learn, then you find that those things that would have been considered obstacles and barriers actually have empowered you, have empowered your character, and enabled you to go far, far greater a distance than you would ever have imagined otherwise. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be having a wonderful young lady. She's going to be coming on with us in a few minutes. Her name is Natalie Tenti. And it's not often that I will have a youngster on, but this young lady has done something quite exceptional. And we'll be calling her in just a few minutes. Sowing a Friendship is the book that she has put together. So if you have children in your family, I think you're going to find her information quite interesting. And the story that she shares, a very interesting one. Now, by the way, I do want to remind those of you who are listening, if you have a story about the paranormal, the unusual experiences that you have found that have transformed your lives, I would just love to hear from you. And what I'm doing, I'm putting together a book, and I'm gathering up 100 stories from people all over the world. And I'd love to hear yours. So if you go write it out for me, put it in an email, and send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. And be sure in the subject line that you put Donna's book or the Donna Sebo Show story for a book, or something like this where I can identify it.
Donna,
because
Cooper.
I get so many different emails. All right, I just heard something, so do we have Natalie here?
Not yet. We need to take a quick break.
Okay. We're going to be taking a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest today is a delightful young lady. Her name is Natalie Tenty, and this is an award-winning 10-year-old author. And this book that she wrote is called Sowing a Friendship. And it's not often that I have an opportunity to interview a young lady who has done something that many adults would envy her for doing, and that is publishing her very first book. Natalie, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Well, Natalie, I will say that this book, Sowing a Friendship, is absolutely adorable. adorable, and you have got so many wonderful illustrations in here. And I want people to know that you live in California, and you had a special reason for writing this book, which you'll be able to talk about in just a moment, but you want to be a writer. This is something that's very important to you. How, or when did you find out, Natalie, you're 10 years old, when did you find out that this was something you wanted to really do on a big level, is write books?
Well, I guess it's always been my dream, and it all started in summer vacation, 3 weeks before school, when my friend's mom came over, and I was showing her some of my drawings and essays for school. She said I should write a book. So we got the idea of writing a book. And it came.
Well, I'll tell you what. There are so many adults that would say, how can a 10-year-old do it and I not do it? So I think you've got a wonderful, wonderful gift here to inspire others with. Now, you just mentioned you're an artist. And did you do all of the illustrations throughout the book?
Well, most of it is. But sometimes, like the chapters, we have little pictures, which we did on the computer. Which most of them are my drawings.
Most of them are your own drawings. Now, you also are a dancer, and your artistic skills obviously cover many, many areas. Now, in doing this book, Sewing a Friendship, why did you feel like you wanted to do this? Why was it important for you to put this book out?
Well, I've noticed there's a lot of people out there who are lonely and depressed because they don't know how to make friendships, and they are very sad because they can't. So I wanted them to know that it's okay to be different, and that having friends is fun and is how the world goes around.
Well, I'll tell you, your characters that you have in here, you have Kiki, you have so many different girls, Mika, Sokran, Jonesy, and Nina. Now, did you model this after some of your own friends, the different girls that you write about in this book?
Well, I wouldn't say really, but I took each little detail from my surroundings and put them into my characters, like Mika. I have a friend who's really good with science and everything, and so I put that little thing into Mika.
Well, all of the personalities that you show in your book are very, very different. And Kiki, tell us a little bit about these characters. So you've talked to us a little bit about Mika, Sokran, Jonesy, and Nina. Tell us about each of those characters that you put together.
Well, I wanted to make my characters different. So I had Sokran, which has blonde hair, and her hair is in a side ponytail. She likes pink, and her favorite food is chocolate strawberries. Also, I have Mika, which I already talked about, who is scientific. And her favorite color is red. She always is waiting for the next day of school, and that's Mika. I have Nina, who loves music, and she just wants music more and more and more. And she likes having crazy outfits because music just brightens her out. Also, I have Jonesy, who is like a princess of her kingdom. She is like a gypsy. Never wears dresses. And she's a feeler.
Now, each of these girls, other than Kiki, are 7 years of age in the book. And I found that interesting. You're 10. Is there a reason why you made them 7 and all of the girls 7 except for Kiki? She's 9?
Well, I put that there because it doesn't matter what your age is, you can all still be friends. So I wanted them, like, different ages except the 7-year-olds.
Now, you also have Grandma. But in the book, you call her Babushka, which is Russian. And you just have this lovely, lovely lady, and she's 67 years old. Who did you model Babushka after?
Well, I did a little thing from my Babushka.
I thought
so. Yeah.
So your grandmother is being honored in this book as well. And then you have Dogon. And tell us about Dogon, this wonderful character.
Well, his name is Dogon, and he's like an agent for Agent 55, which is Babushka. And the dog loves cat food, which is kind of like my dog. And I wanted something that mostly people wouldn't, like, something surprising, like, really, a dog as an agent.
As a Secret Service agent for Grandma. Boy, wouldn't grandmothers like to have more of those handy, I'll tell you. And I think even moms and dads would like to have their own secret agents at times. Now, you tell your story here, and the age for this book, Natalie, who do you think would be interested in reading it? Kids your age or younger? What was the age group that you were aiming this at?
Well, I think it was like 6 to 10, but I seriously think that it's actually for all ages.
All right, so for kids and for those of you listening, if you have family, this is a wonderful book to give as a gift to a youngster, and especially a girl. I think boys would be interested in it, but I really think girls would like it a great deal because boys don't seem to have at that age very much patience for girl sleepovers and this type of thing. But you've got a wonderful imagination here. Now, one of the points of your book that you bring out that I think is just very, very well done is how the girls really were having a challenge with Kiki. Why is that?
Well, because in real life, we have situations too with our friends sometimes, and mostly with our enemies. So I want to put a life experience, but I never really had it, and into the story.
So what did you base this on? Because you said that this hasn't been your experience. So tell my audience a little bit about why Kiki was not really too welcomed by these other girls. What stood her apart from everybody else?
Well, I've noticed in life that some people are depressed, and that's kind of like Kiki. Kiki always thinks the opposite of everything. She thinks that she's not good at anything, and she doesn't really like anyone because they don't think the same thing as her.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiki, she always thinks about the sadness and everything. And she should be happy that she actually lives somewhere, but she's sad because she lives on a broken couch. So, yeah.
Well, I know Kiki was considered by the girls, quoting from your book, the meanest girl on the planet. That's right from your book. And what I'm thinking is, so many times we judge people on how they're dressed, on the fact that if they are different, that they're not going to fit. They just aren't going to make it with us. And we've never taken enough time to even have a conversation with them to find out what they're really like. And that seemed to be part of what Kiki was all about, too, because she was so different from everybody else that she was pretty lonely.
That's right.
Now, did you base the story of Kiki on someone that you knew?
Well, not really. It's just, you can say, it's just, at my school, I help children who were lonely because they're different from everyone. And then I tell them that it's okay and that it doesn't matter what other people think about you. It just matters how you feel about yourself. And
well,
ended up,
no, go ahead.
As, those people actually found something to be happy about, and they ended up having friends.
Well, I'll tell you what. When these little girls decide they're going to be participating in a fashion show contest, imagination absolutely is unbelievably tremendous. And I think the way that you express yourself in writing about it, and it's something that I just think is marvelous, and I would imagine that you have done a lot of creative artistry because of your artistic temperament and the way you like to do things. But the girls were trying to figure out what to do, and Kiki had special gifts that ended up really being very helpful. What were those special gifts that Kiki had?
Well, I guess she does have special gifts, but she probably hides them from everyone because she doesn't want people to think she's ungifted. And she hasn't found those gifts yet, too. They're hidden in her heart, and she and they're very hidden inside her. So she hasn't found her hidden gifts yet. Her hidden gifts, you can say, is feelings. Feeling what other people think. And that's her feelings.
Well, eventually, this little girl, who is older than the other girls that have had attitudes about her, is recognized for those feelings and her talents. And there is a wonderful, wonderful ending to the story. And it is all about you as a 10-year-old, which I must say you're an extremely mature 10-year-old. And your writing is just amazing. I've only known one other youngster like yourself that has written this kind of material, and it was a young boy, and he was about 9 years of age, and he wrote a story of his own about martial arts, and it was just incredible, just like your book is incredible. And I just think you've got something here to be able to share it with people, to be able to encourage people to learn to read, to love to read, to write, to tell their stories. I think, Natalie, you're a tremendous inspiration. Sowing a Friendship is your book. What's your next book? Have you decided on the next one that you're going to do?
Well, I am writing a second book, and it's about friendship, and that has the same main characters, except they don't have a pink sleepover. Instead, one of the girls, Nina, gets injured, and it tells how the girls help their friends by imagination, and that no matter what, you can help someone if you have friends. Also, I'm doing two other books after my next book. One is about bullying, and the other is about how to be happy through children's eyes for parents.
Well, I want those of you listening to know that she has a website. This young lady is definitely going to have a tremendous impact on others. Starting off at 10, she's got so many wonderful years ahead of her to be able to expand in her skills. Her website is Tintinati, that's TINTINATIE.com. I think she's a wonderful inspiration for any other young person. Also, she has been selected, let's see, Reader's Favorite has honored her. She has won an award, and she is just getting so much attention because of the artistry in the book that she did herself, as well as utilizing a computer, and the wonderful story for children from the ages of 6 to 10. But in her words, she feels it is a book for children of all ages. Natalie, it's been a delight having you as a guest, and would you like to leave my audience with a thought before we say goodbye?
Well, yes, I would. That if you want to write a story too, or even make friends, that no matter what, it doesn't matter what others think, but you always have a choice, and that you always have to know what's inside your heart and believe in your message.
Natalie Tinti, 10 years old and growing just like the wind, just going a mile a minute. And Natalie, when you get your next book out, you'll have to send me a copy.
Okay.
All right. This is Donna Sebo. The book is Sowing a Friendship. Natalie Tinti, 10 years old, has been my guest today. Hats off to her, and I'll be looking forward to seeing her other material. Meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a moment. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. I wanted to share with you that Natalie, as a young writer, you know, when I'm around a youngster like this, I mean, I think kids are awesome anyway, but when you're around a youngster like this, and at that this young of an age, 10 years of age, and not only is she doing this, where she's doing interviews, she's appearing on television and radio, she's also promoting her school's theme, Kindness is Cool, by writing gratitude letters to fellow students in response to their acts of kindness. You know, this is something, when you have young people doing this, and we have so much stuff out there telling us how the kids are rotten and, gee, they just aren't doing very much. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of good kids out in this world. But you know what? We need adults that are going to be better examples for these kids. And I mean that. Every generation stands on the shoulders of the generation before it. So if we don't like the way kids are acting, then by golly, we better step up to the plate, volunteer to be involved with youngsters, and then help them see their alternatives. And that is very important. If the adults in the environment are not accountable, are not responsible, if they don't give good example, how can you expect a younger generation to do the same? So it's lead by example. And I'll have to say this 10-year-old got a lot on a lot of adults that I know, and I want to say that's terrific. I want to share something with you. By the way, if you want to call in and chat with me today, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. The telephone number to call into worldwide is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. By the way, I want to take this time and opportunity to thank Bill of Achieve Radio for having me on his show Saturday. We had two power-packed hours where we interacted with a number of callers from around the world, and it was just a delight to be able to do that. So I really appreciate being his guest and being able to share with so many different people from around the country and from other parts of the world. It was just really a very exciting show. Thank you very much, Bill. And the program is called Super Psychics, and Bill is on Saturdays from 4 to 6 on Achieve Radio. And though I may not be on the next show, by golly, he's got some wonderfully talented people. So if you have a chance, you may want to tune in to Bill's show. Also, I wanted to share a story with you today. And don't forget, you can call me if you like at 888-815-9756. This is about winning ponies. Now, there are people, they want to win the lottery, they want to win at the racetrack, they want to win at poker, they want to win at all kinds of things. I mean, let's face it, that's what keeps so many of these areas going, the casinos and everything else, because somebody likes to win with the numbers. Well, I've got a story for you about some winning ponies. Aha, I think you'll enjoy it. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Bill from the Central Valley in California.
Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show.
It's Joe. I don't know if my phone's...
Oh, you're clipping. Yes. Yeah, you're clipping out. There's something with the connection, and sometimes that happens. Are you on a cell?
I am. I'm moving around my apartment here. Is this better?
Okay. Yep. Stay still, if you will, because when you move, the signal is interfered with.
Okay.
Are you still with me?
I'm here at my desk. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Cell phones are such a blessing, but I'll tell you what, they can really be tough on radio. They are just a bear because of the signal interference. But, Joe, let's get down to business with you, and thank you for correcting me. I do feel as if there is a small obstacle in front of you. Now, this fascinates me when I'm looking at it, because it looks like a gate. And I'm seeing this gate, and it's sort of like an Alice in Wonderland special. You'd think it would be full size in front of you, but it isn't. And it's like it comes up to your knees. And I'm looking at this, and this gate is like made of solid wood, and it's not a real, you know, it's not like going into a fence, which is going to impede you. And I'm seeing you standing there in front of this gate. And I want to say, I think your perceptions are not what they should be. What you are perceiving as an obstacle is not as big in reality as you are perceiving it in your mind. And so I'm watching it. Again, it's like I'm watching an Alice in Wonderland movie where things are small, but you don't understand what's going on, and so you're not moving forward. Where I could see you stepping over this obstacle very easily, it is intimidating you for some reason. And I want you to know that as soon as I will use the words wake up to the fact, to the awareness of how small this obstacle really is, no problems. You're just going to keep on moving. So there's this little bit of interference that you perceive as a blocking. And I think that this is probably part of a learning curve for you. And I think you are unlearning certain belief patterns that you've carried for years. And hey, don't feel badly about this. Everybody's got what I call belief garbage that really isn't something they need to continue to carry. But part of our process in life is learning how to get that behind us. And it's a do-it-yourself job, But we do have to wake up to what we need to be aware of that's keeping our vision distorted. So I want you to be patient. An obstacle that you're perceiving at this time can readily be overcome. You just need to move past it, and it'll be easy enough to step over it. You don't have to worry about opening the gate or doing anything else. Don't waste your time. You just need to step over it and move on. What's your question for me today?
Hi. That kind of goes right in line with my question, because I feel like I'm doing so much, even though the supposed, you know, the economy out there is having its issues. Like, I just keep working away and doing more and more projects every day, and it's, I know it's something from my learning, but it's like, you know, I'm a photographer, my camera broke, this happened. I'm like, okay, should I just go work at the 7-Eleven down the street? So it's one of those things, like you said, it's a smaller obstacle than I think, yet it's encompassing my whole little world of finances.
So, all right, let's make a shift here, all right?
Okay.
Stop watching the
yeah.
news. What you need yeah. to do is realize that you do love your photography, and you are just going to need to be a little bit more honest with yourself about where it is that you would like to see yourself with your work, and then start putting yourself in some environments that are going to be complementary to that. And, hey, if you did have to go to work at 7-Eleven down on the corner for a while, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. But you really need to have integrity with what it is that you really want to do. Now, with the photography, ultimately, what would be your big dream?
I guess the biggest dream is to have my work out and being shared with as many people as possible.
And also being paid for what you do.
Oh, yeah, and being paid for what I do. I mean, there's just so many paths with photography. I have my art, and I have my work in galleries now, and I have the dream of being in galleries in certain places in the world. But I don't know if that's going to touch as many people as another avenue. So I have a few different places to go with it, and things are opening up for me. But I guess, like you said, it's a chance to actually see where I want my work right now. That's why everything's kind of stopped.
Well, I don't think anything stopped. I think you're perceiving things as having stopped. And, yes, the economy, we are in a depression for all intents and purposes. I know other people will use the word a recession, but, you know, there are some facts that are there. However, there are always going to be those people that would be happy to support the arts. And it is who and where do you put yourself. You need to keep yourself out there visible. You need to be able to interact in environments that are going to say, wow, he's coming again. We want to see what else he's got. And learning how to work with the economic side of it so that you will get commissions, so that you have that positioning of sales and marketing of what you're producing that is going to serve you well. And that is where you look for those individuals and those environments that will be complementary to it. And it is tough, but it's tough in any industry. There are no shortcuts. So I really think you're not stopped. You're stopping yourself. And I understand that too, but that's all part of what you are growing into. I wish I could tell you there's, you know, instant mix that you could add to water and you'd have it after you drank it down, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no, I know, and I know it's all for my good. And I know the closer you get to a big goal that you've had for years, you know, that's when the tests really come, and I know that's what's happening. So I'm just going through, you know, the human emotions of why are all these things happening now, but I know there's another side because life always goes on.
Well, and it also may be showing you should have a backup camera, or you need to be aware of using certain digital processes that enable you to do whatever you do. You know, if you traveled somewhere and had a major project and all of a sudden a camera was lost, what would you do for a backup system? How would you handle it? So it's teaching you different ways of thinking. I think, Joe, you're doing beautifully. You're doing absolutely beautifully. Just keep on keeping on. And remember, hold in mind that vision as it expands and grows for yourself. You will be amazed at the dimensions of experience that you'll be able to reach into.
Okay, I like that last sentence.
Joe, thanks so much for calling. We're going to go on break for a moment.
All right, thank you, Donna, and that young lady you had on before is absolutely amazing. Just
isn't she a delight? Isn't she wonderful?
Oh, amazing. I'm glad they're here to teach us.
Yes, that's wonderful. All right,
thank you,
Joe,
Donna.
You take care and be well. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be back very quickly. Don't go away, and I'll tell you about those winning ponies.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. And find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Have you ever heard of oneromancy? Yes, it does exist. I didn't make it up. Well, it is about dream predicting. Don't you just love it when they keep things simple? I think that this is some of the most fascinating information because in 1946, now this is recorded, there was a 25-year-old student whose name was John Godley, and this was during the month of March, and he was a student at Oxford University. He loved the horse races, and he was dreaming about the results of the next day's horse race that was going to be posted in the newspaper. Now, he liked horse races, but it wasn't a passion for him. It was just something he was a little bit curious about. And he had talked with a bookmaker and discovered that two horses that he had in his dreams, one's name was Bendall and the other one was Julidin, were running in the day's race. Now, he decided he was going to bet on it. He put down 40 pounds. He won! How exciting can that get?
Can't be any better than that. Well, after that occurred, and he told about his dream and the horses, guess what his friends started doing? You got it. They wanted to know, how did you find out about it? Where'd you get your tips? Come on, you got to tell me, who's the next winner going to be? Well, he was very concerned because he wasn't really a big-time gambler, and he didn't want to support that kind of habit with his friends. So he decided he would go visit his dad, and his dad lived in Ireland. Now, he thought the dream that he had had was one of those weird freak happenings. However, Godley had another dream about a horse race. And in this particular dream, the winner very next day was at Aintree. It was an Irish race course. There was going to be a winning horse, Tubbermore. Now, there was a horse in the actual listing of the race. When he looked it up the next day after having the dream, the horse was named Tuberose. That's right. And he was running at 106 odds. Well, guess what he did? That's right. He went down, and he bet on that horse, and he won. Now, the following summer, Godley had another dream. It was about a horse called Monumental that would win 5-4. The horse Mentores won at 6-4 odds. Now, prior to the race, Godley has written down his dream and placed it in the safe of the Oxford postmaster. After these dreams came true, he sold his story to the London Daily Mirror and even worked for the newspaper for a while as a racing correspondent. But he found something happened that he didn't like, and what it was that he was becoming a gambler. So he ended up quitting. Now, he had three more dreams in which he had two winners and one loser. And then he didn't have another dream for 10 years. While he was in Monte Carlo on a trip, Godley had his final dream premonition. It was a horse that was called What Man. It was the third favorite and was predicted as the winner of Britain's famous steeplechase, the Grand National. Now, when he did his research, again, he'd had this dream. What he found was a horse. It was a 66-1 long shot. So Godley decided not to bet. On the day of the race, he read in the paper that Mr. Watt was now the third favorite. Godley changed his mind. He bet and he won. After that, he never, ever had a dream about winning ponies. And he had absolutely no idea where all of this information was coming from. Fascinating stuff. Dreams are what got me started into the world of the psychic self, the intuitive self. And they are fascinating because there will be people like Godley, who had these series of experiences through a period in his lifetime where he was able to discern what it was all about. And there are other times that you'll have dreams that have so many symbols in them, you'll wonder, what in the world can this mean? It's fascinating stuff. Well, I know that we're out of time, but we'll talk about dreams at another time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with super coach Michael Neal. This is going to be inspiring. This is a great guy. I know you'll enjoy him. And don't ever forget, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Join me tomorrow for Super Coach. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be right here at BBS Radio, same time, same place. And don't forget to check our archives for past shows, as well as the listing of guests that are going to be coming up during this month of May. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be right back with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.